Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, your trusty guide through this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when your brain is on overdrive, replaying every little mistake like a broken record? Or when you just feel, blah, like a deflated balloon? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. Today we're diving deep into the trenches of anxiety and depression, but trust me, it's not as gloomy as it sounds. Think of this podcast as your safe space, your virtual support group where real talk is encouraged, judgment is outlawed, and we celebrate those small victories that feel huge. We're here to empower you, equip you with tools, and remind you that you are not alone in this journey. So buckle up, grab a cup of something comforting, tea, coffee, chocolate milk, no shame. And let's get real about conquering anxiety and depression together. Here are five things I want you to hold onto as we navigate this conversation. 1. It's okay to not be okay. Seriously, people. This is huge. We live in a world that glorifies constant sunshine and rainbows, but guess what? Life throws curveballs. It's normal to have days or weeks, let's be honest, where you feel anxious, overwhelmed, or just plain down. Don't beat yourself up for having these feelings. Acknowledge them, give yourself permission to feel them, and know that they are temporary. 2. You're not your anxiety. Ever felt like your anxiety is running the show? Like it's the separate entity controlling your thoughts and actions? It can feel that way, right? But remember, you are not your anxiety. You are a human being with unique strengths, talents, and experiences. Anxiety is just a pesky little voice in your head. It doesn't define who you are. 3. Talk it out. Have you ever noticed how holding things in can make them feel even bigger and scarier? Talking about your feelings with someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can be incredibly liberating. It's like releasing those bottled up emotions into the open air where they can finally dissipate. Oh, move your body. Remember that feeling after a good workout when everything feels lighter and brighter? That's not just a coincidence. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Even a short walk can make a difference. So put on some music you love, lace up your sneakers, and get moving. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the golden rule, folks. We are so quick to criticize ourselves, but when was the last time you gave yourself a genuine compliment? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer to a dear friend. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. A few months ago, she was drowning in anxiety. It felt like she couldn't catch a break. Her job was stressful, her relationships were strained, and she just couldn't seem to shake this feeling of dread. She tried ignoring it, but that only made things worse. One day, Sarah realized she needed to make a change. She started by talking to a therapist, which helped her understand her anxiety better and develop coping mechanisms. She also joined a yoga class, which not only relieved physical tension, but also calmed her mind. And guess what? Slowly but surely, things started to improve. Sarah felt more in control of her thoughts and emotions, and she rediscovered the joy in simple things. Her story is a powerful reminder that overcoming anxiety and depression is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and self-compassion. But with the right tools and support, you can absolutely find your way back to happiness and well-being. So there you have it, my friends. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the choppy waters of anxiety and depression. Remember, you are capable, resilient, and deserving of joy. Don't let those negative voices hold you back. Take action, embrace self-love, and know that you are never truly alone. Ready to keep this conversation going? Share your thoughts, experiences, or even just a funny cat meme in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of the Anxious and Depressed Club, because let's face it, we all need a little reminder that we're not alone in this crazy ride called life. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.